Journalist Laura Logan recently interviewed Dr. Keith Rose, who has worked in clandestine U.S. intelligence operations for 3 decades and is now going public because he's concerned for his country. He said that within 2 weeks of America's hasty exit from Afghanistan, the head of the CIA met in secret with all of America's enemies.
During that week and a half before, there was an open source meeting, or people knew about a meeting, of the director of Central Intelligence at the time, Burns, was down there meeting with other officials and members of the Taliban. But I've talked to several people that have intimate knowledge of that meeting, and they're telling me, or they're asking the question, why were there 2 senior Chinese intel officials at that meeting? Why was Siraj Haqqani, who at the time we had a $10 million bounty from the State Department on him, at that meeting? And the other thing is, there was a senior official or senior officer from the IRGC, the Iranian Republican Guard, who was a Quds Force commander that we're very familiar with from Iraq. He's a very, very competent officer. He was there. They didn't even use CIA personnel for security. They were so concerned, from what I'm hearing, about the people they were meeting with, that they used one of our tier one groups for security, and they kept them on the outside. They weren't allowed to listen in or anything.
And after the U.S. government abandoned trusted personnel and billions of dollars worth of weapons in Afghanistan, the communist Chinese secured it within 2 weeks.
Bagram Airfield, when we left there first, went completely black. It was dark. The people that were there said they landed two large Chinese transport planes landed with troops and secured that area.
70,000 jihadis have graduated from Afghan terrorist training camps in just this year alone.
These are actual terrorist training madrasas?
Right. Madrasas that train people on small arms tactics, on bomb making, on basic intelligence tradecraft. And we know for a fact, because we have several assets in all over Afghanistan, that they graduated this year was their largest graduating class from all the madrasas. And these are for what they would call jihadis, guys that were going to go and fight the holy war. And they said they had over 70,000 graduates.
And not only did the U.S. leave behind weapons, it left behind biometric data and the kit required to make official U.S. passports.
The Afghans have the ability through their passport office to create biometric passports. Not only did we leave behind biometric equipment, but the intelligence services are responsible for setting up the passport office, let's just say documentation, stamps, and things like that. And there's been several questions asked, did we leave certain pieces of equipment that would be used in a passport office to authenticate passports behind? And my understanding, and from what I've been discovering, is we did.
Western nations are under attack from traitors within their own governments. The people of Ireland and the UK are beginning to stand up. In response, combat journalist Michael Yawn recently explained what typically happens within the native population when a nation is invaded.
When there is an actual invasion from an outside force, the minorities or people who feel that they've been downtrodden, almost in every single case, will join with the invader. In fact, I can't think of one where they did not. That concerns me greatly with the United States, because we are clearly being invaded, and it's clearly going to intensify, for instance, with the Chinese. And many people will join the Chinese, including a lot of white people, by the way, will join up with them, and already are, including our government, which has joined with Israel and China and Ukraine, right, basically globalists, right, and not us. And so the police are going to have to pick a side. Right now they are picking a side. They're picking the anti-British side, or the anti-Irish side, and that's a losing battle. That means you end up dying as a police. You'll end up dying, your police stations will be burned down, or you'll run to...
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's Monday, August 12th, in the year of our Lord, 2024. And you're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
I think it's time to blow this thing, get everybody's stuff together.
All right, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to The American Journal. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. With you live from the InfoWars headquarters here in Austin, Texas. Not a huge weekend of news. Just looking at news this morning, we're basically picking up right where we left off. Tim Walz, stolen valor, killing babies. J.D. Vance going on the Sunday shows. That was pretty good. Some updates to the Trump campaign. So people seem to think it is in some trouble. Apparently, she's getting big crowds, and she's holding free concerts with world-famous pop stars. We'll get into all of that. We'll get into all of that and more, and we'll look at some of the photos over this weekend that were claimed to be AI-generated. It's all very strange. We'll get into it. Let's begin today, as we do every day, with our Daily Dispatch. All right, here it is, folks, your Daily Dispatch for Monday, the 12th of August, 2024. Jaguar won't sell cars for a whole year as it ramps up EV-only rebrand. Jaguar is set to embark on a daring strategy move as part of its transition to become an exclusive EV brand. The company says it won't sell a single car for a whole year. The British marque has pledged to become a luxury all-electric brand from 2025, but to do so, it says it will need to take a 12-month hiatus from the market. So that's over. So I think that's going to be over for Jaguar, I think. I wonder if they'll ever actually make cars again. I would be surprised. This, of course, is being mandated by governments who are using their ability to control the market to demand every car be electric, knowing full well that we don't have the electricity to actually power every car being electric, meaning that you're not going to own a car anymore, meaning that their desire of you owning nothing and having everything in your life be rented is not something that they're suggesting, that they're proposing as a positive way to live. It's something they're just doing, and you're going to have to deal with it. Moving on, U.S. sends carrier and missile submarine to Middle East as Iran tensions grow. Washington is building up its capabilities in the region to deter Iran and defend Israel amid concerns of wider escalation. The U.S. is sending a guided missile submarine to the Middle East and is speeding up the arrival of an additional aircraft carrier as the region braces for possible Iranian response to the killing of Hamas's political leader in Tehran. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin told his Israeli counterpart Yoav Gallant by phone Sunday that the deployment strengthened the U.S. military posture in the Middle East in light of recent tensions and reflect a commitment to take every possible step to defend Israel. Why American blood should be spent to defend Israel? Well, you'll have to ask the Jews in charge, I guess. This is completely avoidable, totally unnecessary. And by the way, we are rocketing towards World War III while our commander in chief is out of commission. We don't even know where he is. Last I saw, he was lying like a beached whale on the beach in Delaware. But he just disappeared. Remember, he was running that campaign like 3 weeks ago, and we're being assured that he was perfectly capable of running the country. Now he's literally just lying somewhere on the ground while they're leading us towards World War III. So that's our world now. Meanwhile, new documents show the FBI implemented nationwide social media monitoring ahead of the 2022 midterms. America First Legal has disclosed documents obtained through a lawsuit against the FBI and Department of Justice, accusing them of concealing federal records that detail government-sponsored censorship by the Biden-Harris administration before 2022 midterm elections. The documents revealed the FBI's National Election Command Post had compiled lists of social media accounts posting what they considered misinformation extending from New York to San Francisco. That included Right Side Broadcasting Network, cited by Mike Taibbi as a target for additional action by the FBI. Because that's what the FBI is now. The FBI is now the Stasi. It's not that complicated. They work exclusively to extend and empower the democratic control of the government, knowing that the Democrats are easier to manipulate and take advantage of. Meanwhile, Russia widens evacuations to second border region. Russian widens evacuations to second border region after Ukraine offensive. Ukraine has launched a counteroffensive, and Russia is losing some ground. Russia is evacuating residents from a second border region as Ukraine continues its surprise week-long offensive inside the country. Some 11,000 people in Belgorod have been moved, Russian state media reports, because of enemy action near the border. Belgorod lies next to Kursk, where Ukrainian troops launched their surprise attack into Russian territory last Tuesday. Ukrainian forces have since advanced up to 18 miles inside Russia, the deepest incursion into the country since Moscow's full-scale invasion of Ukraine. Kiev claims thousands of troops are involved. So this is showing that the delivery of the jet systems to Ukraine is having an effect. I guess what we can hope is that Ukraine can, you know, save a little bit of face, do a little offensive, you know, to show Russia who's boss, and then negotiate for peace. That's all we can hope for. Please, for the love of God, just negotiate peace now, because what we really don't want to have happen is this to continue to grow in intensity for the foreseeable future. But that seems like that's the goal of theirs. After all, they bring these new weapon systems into Ukraine. And the Russian response to this from Medvedev is just, okay, I guess it's time to take the gloves off. I guess Russia can stop going easy on Ukraine now. So it's just going to ramp up and up in this feedback loop of destruction until it consumes the entire world, unless we choose something else, unless we choose to not do that, in which case that won't happen. But the people in charge are choosing destruction. Finally, we have this. Kamala Harris is more trusted than Donald Trump on the U.S. economy. So you can just you can just kill us now. Like, I think we don't deserve democracy anymore. I think that's it. I mean, you've got Kamala Harris over the weekend making all of these claims. First of all, stealing Donald Trump's platform completely in a very bizarre way. Very bizarre in that they've spent the last several decades demonizing the very people that Kamala Harris pretends now to be the champion of. But also stealing the no tax on tips, you know, hallmark of Trump's campaign. But then she keeps giving speeches talking about what she's going to do to the economy, as if she's not in power. This is, for all intents and purposes, this is an incumbent running against their own economy. It makes no sense. If this is true, and I, you know, you can never really trust polls, but if it's true that American voters trust Kamala Harris to handle the economy better than Donald Trump, like, China can just take us over anytime. Like, this fun little experiment in democracy has failed. and we got to find something else to do now, because what the hell? Because what the hell? The survey conducted for Financial Times and the University of Michigan Ross School of Business is the first monthly poll to show the Democratic presidential candidate leading Trump on the economy since it began tracking voter sentiment on the issue nearly a year ago. 42% of voters said they trusted Harris to handle the economy, compared to 41% who put their faith in Trump. And I mean, do we need to go over the numbers? Do we need to go over the numbers? Like, under Trump, the average household was making $5,000 more. While under Biden, I don't even know what it is now. Like, 2 years ago, Americans, because of inflation, were paying $7,000 more for average, for like basic necessities. I guess people don't know this. I mean, it's one of those things you would expect people to be able to tell that prices have gone up. Like, you wouldn't think they would need the media to instruct them on what to think about their grocery bill being twice as expensive as it was before. But the media keeps telling people the economy is good, and even though it contradicts the evidence of their own eyes and wallet, it doesn't matter. I guess it just doesn't matter anymore. It's absolutely wild and incredible. And, of course, this weekend has continued the loop going on in Britain, where they are arresting hundreds, if not at this point thousands, of people, even accidentally related to the riots. And people just standing on the sidewalk watching the riots because they were going on outside their house. Like, literally, you have people. There's one kid that just turned 18. Like, the day he turned 18, it was like his birthday, and he was out. And he was just like, oh, yeah, and I saw people on the street, and I went out to see what was going on. And now he's arrested and in jail and charged as an adult. While you've got just continual mobs of Muslim immigrants running around attacking British people in a really egregious way. And it just goes on and on. And, of course, it's easy for this process to take place because the people they're arresting aren't actually bad people. They aren't actually doing anything bad. They never actually did anything bad. So they're in this mindset of, like, trusting the system, thinking that they're innocent, and thinking that's going to be reflected in whatever judgment comes against them. So they don't fight back. They're just letting themselves be led away because it's just average people. It's just normal people who, when the cops come and say, we need to question you, they just go, oh, okay, all right, yeah, great, let's do that. Not realizing that, I don't know, they were caught on some facial recognition camera smiling while a cop was attacked. So now they're going to go to jail for 5 years or whatever. It really is just beyond description. It is, what's happening there is just honestly horrifying. You had one guy, 26 years old, I believe father of two, maybe three, but he's got several young children. He posted something on Twitter that was a copy and pasted message from somebody else. And he said in this post, like, I'm not serious. You know, he like posts something and he's like, wouldn't it be crazy if I said this? Like, I don't actually believe this, but, like, it's crazy that because this councilman's wife or something put something out that was like, burn the hotels, you know, screw all these immigrants. This 26-year-old kid, guy, father, posts that saying, I'm just making a point here. I don't actually believe this, but if this counselor's wife can say this, then so can I, kind of thing. Like, clearly indicating, and by the way, that post received 9 likes. 9 likes, and he is now in jail for 2 years. So his children will be without a father for 2 years because he sarcastically reposted something online that less than 10 people saw, or at least liked. And it really begs the question, like, what is publishing? I mean, it's one thing if you're like, I don't, you know, there are these laws that are made, I guess, ostensibly to stop people from, like, writing pamphlets and handing those out, like publishing books that have hateful stuff in them, or, like, you know, doing some broadcasts where they're saying something offensive to some sort of, you know, wide audience. But if you just say something on Twitter and you have 10 followers and 4 of them see it, does that really qualify as like publishing hateful material? And if that's the case, then how is that different than criminalizing the speech at your dinner table? I mean, we have dinner with my family. It's, you know, it's usually more than nine people. Are they going to be arresting people for broadcasting because they speak to more than, you know, four or five people? And if not, then why arrest somebody for publishing something on Twitter that was only seen by four or five people? Where is the, you know, lower limit on how many people you express something to? Or does it even matter? I mean, we've seen videos of UK police arresting a woman for silently praying in her head outside of an abortion clinic. So maybe it doesn't matter. Maybe it is just straight up thought crime. And it doesn't matter if you're spreading information to inspire racial hatred or whether you just are judged to have hatred in your heart and now you have to go to jail. Whatever it is, I think it's important to remember, and I just put a video in there, guys, trash-talking UK cops. It's important to remember that you actually do have rights. Yeah, UK government warns, think before you post. Amid threats to arrest citizens for offensive rhetoric on social media. And of course, they've been preparing for this for a long time. We've been reporting continuously on the incremental control that they've been grasping over social media companies in the UK, all over Europe, Ireland as well. But it's important to remember that even though you're not American, you still have rights in the UK, and you still have the ability to stand up against the police when they come for you if you haven't done anything wrong. And again, I think it's easy for the UK to arrest, you know, 1,000 people over the weekend because the people they're arresting are just normal people that didn't do anything wrong and who think like, okay, I'll just go clear this. This must be a misunderstanding. I'll go clear this up. Only to discover that, you know, your child won't recognize you by the time that you see her again. Oh, yeah, they're threatening to extradite and jail U.S. citizens over online posts. Which obviously sounds ridiculous until you think about what the American government has been up to. Not all that different. And you could easily see a situation where the U.S. government complies with the U.K. government. Like, you know the way that they circumvent the First Amendment by outsourcing their censorship to private media companies. Why wouldn't they outsource their censorship to other nations? Like, is this not, they already outsourced their spying to other nations, right, through Five Eyes. That was a big thing with Donald Trump, where, well, we can't spy on Donald Trump, but maybe some of our friends overseas can spy on him, and then they can share the information with us. I mean, this is the modus operandi of the American government right now. If the First Amendment or the Constitution or whatever laws prevent them from spying on you directly, well, they just contact their friends at Twitter. Hey, can you send over his DMs? And they're like, yeah, sure, why not? You don't need a warrant. Getting a warrant would require justifying this in the eyes of the law. You can't do that. So you just ask the private company whose server holds all the information, and they just hand it over to you. Or they use Five Eyes, New Zealand, Australia, and UK, and others with America. And they just call up. They say, we can't spy on Donald Trump, but the UK can. Hey, UK, can you spy on Donald Trump and let us know what you find? So they simply outsource it. So who's to say that they won't find, you know, U.S. citizens that they find troublesome and extradite them to the UK? And they'll say, well, we're not violating the First Amendment. You have freedom of speech in America. We would never violate your First Amendment, but you have committed a crime in the UK, and we're just going through an extradition procedure. This is all perfectly legal. And that's the argument that they'll make, I'm sure. I wouldn't be surprised in the slightest. But all this is to set up this, because this is what's not typically happening in the UK, but should be. Trash-talking UK cops. Here's a UK cop just very politely asking for somebody to incriminate themselves and just come along for a quick little jail appointment. And the person just says no. And it can really be as simple as that. So let's watch this successful defeating of a UK cop by somebody who they just want to talk to. They just want to talk to for a little bit. Let's watch.
Would you,
I need to speak to you. Are you Robert?
What do you want?
I need to speak to you.
You're speaking to me now. What do you want?
Can you come to the door, please?
No, I cannot.
Why not?
I'm not obliged to come to the door.
Well, I need you to be interviewed. I sent you a letter.
Yeah, I got your letter.
So why didn't you come to the police station?
You what?
Why didn't you come to the police station?
It's not obliged to.
Well, I need to interview you, and if you don't come voluntarily, you might have to be arrested.
Okay. Arrest me then.
Well, I'm not going to do it now.
No, of course you're not. So get back in your car, and off you go.
Could you come to the door, please?
I just said no. What part of no don't you understand?
Well, I don't know why you won't.
I just told you, because I'm not obliged to. Nobody's statutorily obliged to go to a voluntary interview.
Well, it's your choice to come...
What part of voluntary don't you understand?
Well, the voluntary is your choice.
Exactly.
So if you don't...
And it's my choice not to go.
Well, yes, and then you'll be arrested, and you'll be taken to custody and interviewed there.
Fine. Then arrest me. But listen, Section 5 is a summary offence, right?
Okay.
You don't have powers under Section 17 to force entry into my house.
Right. Well, then we'll just have to wait until you are found on the street and arrested then, won't we?
Well, you just have to wait for that then, won't you?
Okay. Well, you'll be...
All this... Oh, you know what? You know what gets me about you? This whole thing, the only reason you're here is because you feel that I've in some way diminished... your authority by telling you off, and you can't stand it.
No, I've got evidence that you've committed Section 5 public order offence, and as a police officer...
No, mate, I haven't committed any offence.
Well, I need to interview you about it.
So what's the point in the interview, then, if I'm not even going to talk to you?
Yeah, then you'll go to court, won't you?
So what's the point in interviewing me if I've no intention to talk? Yeah, get back in your car, go on, get lost, don't come back.
And he gets lost and he doesn't come back. It's a voluntary thing, and if you don't do it, we'll arrest you. Does this make any sense? Does any of this make any sense at all? And of course, it has to just go to the end of absurdity. Far-right disorder had clear Russian involvement, says ex-MI6 spy. Can you guess the spy's name? You want to know who it is that's suggesting that the far-right disorder in the UK has Russian involvement? It's the guy who wrote the Trump dossier, Christopher Steele. Christopher Steele says officials will look very carefully at online instigators such as Tommy Robinson, saying there is clear far-right Russian involvement in far-right riots, and security services will be looking closely at the instigators, a former head of MI6 Russia desk has said. They say it may go all the way to Farage. Just madness. Was the guy who stabbed the little girls, was he Russian? I mean, so much of this. It's like, what are you even supposed to say? What are you even supposed to say at this? Christopher Steele, the ex-spy who compiled the notorious dossier on Donald Trump's relationship with Russia, said the security officials would be looking very carefully at people encouraging anti-immigration riots in the past fortnight. After a violent assault on children's dance class in Southport last month, rioters attacked mosques, police officers, and a hotel in Rotherham housing asylum seekers. The unrest was whipped up by far-right activists online who falsely claimed that a Muslim immigrant was behind the attack. Yeah. So people who have been just abused by the immigration system for decades finally have enough when a dozen little girls are stabbed, three of them to death, by a second-generation immigrant. And apparently getting mad at that is evidence that Russia is involved somehow. Russia had to inspire people to care about their children being stabbed. You can't see how ridiculous that is. Nothing I can say can change your mind.
The ultimate turmeric and inflammatory support product on the market, Bodies, is available at the InfoWars store. Using pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper, Bodies makes for optimal formula absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Truly utilizing the therapeutic power of turmeric and its active constituents, Bodies contains over 95% of the active ingredients in turmeric. And with five other organic herbs and extracts, Bodies is a synergistic powerhouse of full body support. We worked hard to create a formula that takes advantage of the power of turmeric. Check out Bodies today at InfoWarsStore.com and see what this time-tested ingredient can add to your daily routine.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. Yeah. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combined with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Heart defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Nitric Boost. Turmeric 95. High-quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Bodies Ultra Turmeric Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Bodies, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Hey, welcome back, folks. Lots to talk about today. We've got a lot of the UK to talk about. I'll talk about Wikipedia for a second. Things are changing on Wikipedia. And as much as folks has paid to social media companies being censorious or, you know, changing their rules for immediate political gain, Wikipedia is, of course, it's the compendium of knowledge for the Western world. It's treated in many cases as, you know, the authority of what's going on, and people tend to trust it. They tend to think it's wicked. It's like an encyclopedia. It just tells you the facts. Couldn't be further from the truth. And it seems like the people who are running Wikipedia are having a field day right now. This from End Wokeness. J.D. Vance has had all of his awards scrubbed by Wikipedia. In July of 2024, you could see listed under his, you know, main profile biography, Navy and Marine Corps Achievement Medal, Marine Corps Good Conduct Medal, Global War on Terrorism Service Medal, Iraq Campaign Medal, Navy and Marine Corps Sea Service Deployment Ribbon, as well as others. And now those have simply been removed. On August 11th, if you check, you see one award for Navy and Marine Corps Achievement Medal. Which is somewhat interesting, which is pretty interesting. We see it here. This is a live shot of the video. Has it been fixed yet? His awards are back. His awards have been returned. There's even more. Navy and Marine Corps Sea Service Deployment Ribbon. So it looks like it's been fixed. So Wikipedia is like this battleground where editors and writers are constantly, you know, trying to outdo each other to get their view of reality up on the site. Friend of the show, Ian Carroll, noticed something interesting as well. That about 2 weeks ago, somebody at Wikipedia deleted all of the references on Bill Clinton's page to Jeffrey Epstein. This despite the fact that when asked about the Epstein, you know, blackmail ring, victims of that ring, victims of Jeffrey Epstein, would often cite Bill Clinton as the person that should be talked to. Like, this is like direct quote from the Epstein material that was released, where they would ask, like, so who was involved in this? And they'd be like, well, you should ask Bill Clinton. He was there every time. Bill Clinton was Jeffrey Epstein's best friend. Bill Clinton helped run it. He was like the second most powerful person in this ring. You should talk to Bill Clinton. And yet, if you go to his Wikipedia, what was previously an entire section of his page has now been eradicated completely. So let's go to this video by Ian Carroll at, he's the canceled clothing company. So here's what he found about Wikipedia. Let's watch.
Dude, they're deleting Epstein connections off of Wikipedia right now. I was working on something for a little documentary today and went to go and look at Bill Clinton's Wikipedia page to get the number of times he flew on Epstein's plane. And it turns out that Epstein is only mentioned one time on Bill Clinton's Wikipedia page. And it's in the footnotes in reference to Jennifer Epstein, Clinton family speeches, netted as much as $26 million. Excuse me? So I went to the Wayback Machine and found out when did they delete all of this. They used to mention Epstein 47 different times because there used to be a whole section about his relationship with Jeffrey Epstein, which was, shall we say, extensive. And so it turns out sometime on July 22nd, someone deleted all of Bill Clinton's connections to Jeffrey Epstein from Wikipedia. And ever since July 22nd of this year, no Wikipedia editor has saw fit to change that. That is despite numerous witnesses extensively documenting Bill Clinton's friendship with Epstein and his indulgence in the services. That is despite Bill Clinton threatening news publications for talking about it. Bill Clinton being photographed numerous times with his buddy. Bill Clinton being photographed with girls. Jeffrey Epstein literally had this painting of Bill Clinton in his apartment. Can't imagine what that means. But it's just weird timing. Why do you think Bill Clinton is having his Epstein section deleted from Wikipedia right now? I mean, all that I can come up with is Hillary's up to some shit. But what do you think is going on? All right, never mind. I thought a little bit more about it. And as I was about to publish this, there's one more really obvious reason why that might be happening. I think it's a little too easy to forget that Bill Clinton was the president of the fucking United States of America. And Jeffrey Epstein reportedly visited the fucking White House on several occasions. The dude was a sexual blackmailer for Israel, for Mossad. He used kids to blackmail people for Israel.
And not just that, Bill Clinton, by the way, when I went on with one of the Epstein survivors on a show on Blaze, she said that she was introduced to Jeffrey Epstein as the King of America, the real president of the United States, Jeffrey Epstein. And he was with Bill Clinton when they were introduced. Now, apparently it's been returned, and there's another page from Bill Clinton's biography on Wikipedia, post-presidency, where some of his stuff about Epstein is included. Again, that's what happens is, you know, Wikipedia is not a permanent record of anything. Things will get removed, and they stay gone until somebody notices and puts it back. But Wikipedia has been and remains a major battleground of the information war, and it's been controlled since its inception by liars, by people who lie. Meanwhile, I should mention this. Trump is returning to Twitter. Former President Donald Trump will return to Twitter tonight in an interview of the century with platform owner Elon Musk. The interview will air tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern Time via the @RealDonaldTrump Twitter account. This will be Trump's first substantial posting on the platform since being suspended from it in the wake of the 6th of January, 2021, and then reinstated after Musk took over. Trump's only made one post since his reinstatement, posting his mugshot taken in Fulton County Jail. The interview was announced last Tuesday by Trump on his Trump social account. A post from Team Trump account on Sunday evening reminded users that the interview is taking place and that it promises to be a blockbuster. And we will actually be covering this. I'm not sure how many people will be here, but I know Chase and I will be here tonight at 7 Central Time to cover this and listen into it and provide commentary. Musk, of course, fully endorses President Trump and did so after the assassination attempt. And for a long time, we've been saying Trump needs to be back on Twitter. This election is too important for him not to be using this major and important platform. So hopefully once he goes on today, he'll just be back. It would be amazing to have Trump back on Twitter. And his account at least has actually posted several posts since then with links to a list of 20 things Trump is going to do to make America great again. His 20 core promises. Very strange website layout, which I guess it's meant for mobile. But they're the, you know, 12 things or 20 things that would obviously be good for America. And it's good that he put this out, because now we have a list of things that when Kamala Harris pretends they're her idea, we can go and point to this list and prove that she stole these concepts, like she did with no tax on tips. And we'll get into that on the other side as well. Because it was February of last year that the IRS just started going after tips. But now she's the one against it. Everything is a fraud. It's very strange. The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
In the early 1900s, certain companies were off-gassing highly toxic fluoride gases into the atmosphere. The surrounding communities began to get sick. Laws were enacted to compel these corporations to install scrubbers to convert these gases into fluorosilicic acid, still highly toxic, but containable. Now these companies had a stockpile of this poison, and there was no affordable way to dispose of it. Lucky for them, one of their major stockholders was also the Secretary of the Treasury, who was responsible for the Public Health Service at the time. And by 1950, the U.S. government began buying this toxic, untreated industrial waste product and dumping it into our drinking water. Reputable studies show that it's causing various cancers and other disease. With the Alexa Pure Pro, you can have clean drinking water and a remedy to this madness. Available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, Vitality Enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Politics. For the next little while, it's I mean, the fact that they're saying Kamala Harris has more trust on the economy than Donald Trump, I mean, it just makes no sense. None of this makes any sense, but you know, who am I to question the polls? You have Kamala Harris adopting Trump's style in like every different way. They're releasing like camo hats. It is very strange. It is very, very strange. And again, the strangest part of all of it is that she has not given an interview since she was ordained as Democratic nominee. And she's given a couple speeches. Or let me say that correctly. She's given the same speech a couple times. Yeah, and there's lots of speculation about her crowd sizes being AI. I don't think they are. I think you have to be careful about things like that. It's the boy who cried wolf, right? If you claim that crowd sizes that are real are AI, well, no one's going to believe you next time, and maybe it is AI next time. And again, I think it's like so much could be helped by people understanding basic, like the physics of cameras. People don't understand this. And I know, you know, we've made the mistake here, but like so many times, I'll see things. It's usually the QAnon people that are pushing it. where they'll show like two different videos and they'll be like, look, this is all fake because these two videos don't match. And it's like they don't understand focal distance. Like when you zoom in a lot, the background comes closer and it looks distorted. It looks weird. So like right now, people are showing images of, you know, a jet and you can't see the crowd in the reflection of the jet. That's because the camera is really far away and it's zooming in past the crowd to the jet. And so it looks like the jet is right next to the crowd and you should be able to see reflections if the crowd was right next to the jet. But in reality, there's like at least 100 yards between the jet and the crowd. So you're not going to be able to see the reflection because it's so far away from the jet. But that's an incredibly far zoom lens, meaning it pulls the, like, just look up Hitchcock zoom. You can see this effect. It's that classic, and everybody's seen it even if you don't know what it is. And it's achieved by moving the camera towards an object while you zoom out, meaning that the object itself stays the same size, but the background either grows or shrinks as you move the camera. So it's focal distance, and it's focal length. Yeah, so see, he stays the same size. You see how the background looks like it's moving farther and farther away? That's because they're zooming out while moving towards him, giving that effect. So when you're zoomed really far into something, it looks like they're close together, but they're not. It crushes the image and makes everything look like it's close together. So that's why there's no reflection on the jet. There was a crowd there. There's video of the crowd there. It was definitely there. And from a different angle, you can see that they weren't very close to the plane. So really, it's just, you know, understanding this sort of stuff. Yeah, that's the classic example where the background shoots away while the main subject stays in the frame. But that's just an effect that's used. But you can see it yourself. It doesn't really work on phones very well because usually they have digital zoom, which is just multiplying it's just zooming in on the pixels. The focal length doesn't actually change. When you have an actual lens, you can see the way that this changes things. So again, you got to just like, it might look a little bit suspicious, but you got to think about it for a second. You got to think, well, wait, is there a reason why the reflection doesn't appear on the plane? A reason more, you know, understandable or explicable than creating AI crowds? Like clearly she has a crowd. Yeah, there's the video of the crowd at the plane. You can't really see the reflection in the plane, but they're there. That's not AI. That's a real image. So you discredit yourself by claiming that's AI. Trump is discrediting himself by claiming that this is AI. And look how crowded it looks. I'm sure if you had a higher angle view of this, you'd be able to see that they're, you know, not as crowded it is. See how far zoomed in that was? See what I'm saying? I know what I'm talking about here. I told you that was a zoomed in video. I told you that was a zoomed in image. And that's what happens with zoomed in images. The background gets crushed. Okay. So that's just one of the things that happened this weekend is I guess Trump himself was saying that this was AI and it definitely wasn't. And so everybody's making fun of him for it now. You really should be more careful about that. But I don't know. It seems like Trump is being tricked in a lot of ways these days. It's kind of sad. I mean, Trump, I don't exactly blame him. I mean, he's dealing with so many millions of things, and he should be able to trust people around him. But they're all lying to him relentlessly. Jake Shields posted this, and well, even this is a little bit strange. So this is a post from Trump on Truth Social. He says, we're just informed by Microsoft Corporation that one of our many websites was hacked by the Iranian government. Never a nice thing to do. They were only able to get publicly available information, but nevertheless, they shouldn't be doing anything of this nature. Iran and others will stop at nothing because our government is weak and ineffective, but it won't be for long. What Iran doesn't realize is that I will make the world a better and safer place, and that's good for them also. They're telling him that Iran was behind the assassination attempt. Iran is hacking his websites. I really hope to God that he is just playing some game. I like that last sentence. Gives me a little bit of hope, right? What Iran doesn't realize is that I will make the world a better and safer place, and that's good for them also. It's not really the type of thing you say to somebody that you're going to go to war against. That doesn't make any sense. It'll be a safer, the world will be a safer place for you too once I kill you. I mean, that doesn't jive. So I hope to God that he is just pretending to believe this stuff in order to, you know, trick the neocons and the Israeli activists into treating him nicely, not actually intending to go to war with Iran once he's president, but it's a bad look either way. And it's totally contrary to who Donald Trump was for the entirety of his political career. Said it a million times that the only reason I ever needed to give for voting for Trump in 2016 was that he's anti-war, and nobody could argue against me. Nobody had a foot to stand on when it was Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, and people would be outraged. You're voting for Donald Trump. Why? How dare you? Why would you do that? I said, well, I don't like war, and Hillary's going to get us into war, and Trump isn't. And everybody knew that was true. I mean, it was just undeniable. Trump was the anti-war candidate. Now he apparently is the pro-war candidate, despite the fact that we are going to war right now under the current administration, the vice president of which is running against him. So it doesn't make any sense, obviously, but nothing else does either. So why should this be any different? So Trump's just getting tricked left and right is how it seems to me. Trump's being told Iran is after him. He's being told Project 2025 is bad and he should reject that. The hacking of presidential campaign begins with the usual fog of motives. Microsoft said a high-ranking official of the president campaign was a hacking target. Yeah, Microsoft. Very trustworthy, right? We'll get into on the other side some of the controversy that continues to spiral around Tim Walz and J.D. Vance. J.D. Vance went on a bunch of Sunday shows yesterday and did, I thought, a fantastic job. Really proved that he's the right guy to be second in command under Trump. He's got the command necessary. That's really fantastic. So we'll show you some videos from that and talk about some pretty troubling statements made about Tim Walz and his stolen valor as that candidacy struggles to overcome this self-imposed hurdle very early on. We'll be right back.
The ultimate turmeric and inflammatory support product on the market, Bodies, is available at the InfoWars store. Using pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper, Bodies makes for optimal formula absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Truly utilizing the therapeutic power of turmeric and its active constituents, Bodies contains over 95% of the active ingredients in turmeric. And with five other organic herbs and extracts, Bodies is a synergistic powerhouse of full body support. We worked hard to create a formula that takes advantage of the power of turmeric. Check out Bodies today at InfoWarsStore.com and see what this time-tested ingredient can add to your daily routine.
Please listen closely because this is life-changing critical information. The globalists are bombarding us with toxic chemicals hitting us in the air, the water, the food, the 5G, the poison shots, the shedding, the GMO, all of it. But God's given us compounds through nature that do incredible things in our body. And one of the most important, if not the most important, is vitamin B12. We've got the best organic vitamin B12, Ultra 12, a bestseller finally back in stock after close to a year being sold out. You take it under the tongue for better absorption, and it's 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Get your Ultra 12 and other great products for 40% off. Some products are even more, and it keeps the show on the air. That is a 360 win. The only way you lose is not taking action. I thank you all for your support, being part of this fight. Now go to InfoWarsStore.com right now.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Welcome back, folks. This is The American Journal. It's Monday morning. Yesterday, J.D. Vance went on the big Sunday political shows. I thought did a fantastic job. Really, really giving it to him. I'll watch a clip of that now and comment on the other side. Here's J.D. Vance yesterday doing the rounds.
Dana, I criticized his lying about his own record, okay? This is a guy who was captured on video saying, I carried a gun in war. He never went to war. This is a guy who's been captured on video, as other people say, he's an Afghanistan veteran. He's a veteran of a war, nodding along in agreement instead of saying, no, 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 I did serve my country and I did it honorably, but I never went to a war zone. I'm not criticizing Tim Walz's service. I'm criticizing the fact that he lied about his service for political gain, Dana. Now ask me three questions about comments that I made 3 years ago.
Uh-huh.
I wonder what Kamala Harris thinks about the fact that she supported policies that opened the American southern border. I wonder what Kamala Harris thinks about the fact that she lied to the American people about Joe Biden's mental facility for the office. You are interviewing me, Dana, because I respect the American people enough to sit down for an interview.
I appreciate that.
Kamala Harris has been the nominee for 3 weeks. She hasn't sat down for a real
Believe
interview.
Believe me, we are asking. You're not going to get a disagreement
there. But the point is, Dana, you've got me for 15 minutes or however long you have me. We should be talking about public policies that matter. How are we going to lower inflation? How are we going to reduce the cost of food and housing? How are we going to close down that southern border? We've talked so little about that. We've talked a lot more about a sarcastic remark I made 3 years ago. I think we should talk about the issues that most Americans care. Kamala Harris is whatever she says she is, but I believe importantly that President Trump is right, that she's a chameleon. She pretends to be one thing in front of one audience. She pretends to be something different in front of another audience. Look, Dana, she's not running a political campaign. She's running a movie. She only speaks to voters behind a teleprompter. Everything is scripted. She doesn't have her policy positions out there. She hasn't answered why she wanted to ban fracking, but now she doesn't. She wanted to fund police, but now she doesn't. She wanted to open the border, but now she doesn't. She should have to answer for why she presents a different set of policies to one audience and a different set of policies to another audience. And I think that's what President Trump is getting at. This is a fundamentally fake person. She's different depending on who she's in front of. Dana, I criticize people for not having kids. I criticize people for being anti-child. And I do think that Kamala Harris has made some bizarre statements. She has said things like, it's reasonable not to have children over climate change. I think it's the exact opposite message we should be sending to our young families. I want to expand the child tax credit. I want to stop those surprise medical bills. I want to make housing more affordable so that if you have a young family, you can actually afford to put them in a home. And I think that it is unfortunate that so much of our public leadership has become anti-family. One final point on this, Dana. If you go back to the COVID era, one thing that really frustrated me. Please.
Are you going to debate Tim Walz?
Of course. I want to debate Tim Walz. I think it's important. And I think that it goes to a very fundamental difference between the Trump-Vance ticket and our opposition. We believe in talking to the media. We believe in answering questions. We believe in debating. I think it's really important. I mean, look, I'm asking the American people to make me their vice president. It's really important to stand before the American people to make that case. And I'm going to keep on doing it in whatever forum I get the opportunity.
We
so
look
thank
forward
you.
To it. Thank you so much
Thanks,
for
Dana.
Sitting down and taking my questions.
Of course. Thank you for coming
it.
Here.
So, yeah, very forceful, very strong, very well-spoken. But what we're seeing here is the phenomenon of the media controlling the narrative, controlling the controversy in a really blatant and illustrative way. The outrage is that Tim Walz has lied repeatedly about his service record. He's said he's been to war. He says he's wielded guns in war. He's lied continuously about it. Now, that's the controversy. Or, if you're the media, the controversy is Republicans bringing that up. If this was, I mean, they still talk about Donald Trump not going to Vietnam as if that's an outrage. They're not outraged at Tim Walz. They're outraged that J.D. Vance is talking badly about Tim Walz. It's a very simple sort of paradigm that I hope you can see through and understand that they just pick and choose what to make people outraged about. They're either outraged about the thing or they're outraged that Republicans noticed the thing.
Nitric Boost. Turmeric 95. High quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Body's, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. Still a lot of things to discuss in this episode of American Journal. Talk about Susan Wojcicki, the former CEO of YouTube that died at 56 over the weekend after an aggressive case of cancer, which may very well have been caused by the things that she censored people on YouTube from talking about. And we'll get into not just Susan, but the Wojcicki clan. I think we'll illuminate some of the tangled web of them and their compatriots. We're going to open up the phone lines for your calls. And we have a lot to talk about, again, still with the presidential campaign. Again, J.D. Vance today. But I thought it was a pretty great job over the weekend. Donald Trump, of course, gearing up for his return to Twitter tonight. Meanwhile, Clip 10 is who is apparently running our country. Here's what Joe Biden was up to this weekend. Okay, carrier group steaming towards Iran. Massive Ukraine counteroffensive putting Russia on edge. And Joe Biden might be dead. We're not sure. He's certainly not moving very much. Anybody else troubled by this? Anybody else a little bit troubled that we got a vice president who's on the campaign trail, a president who's laying on the beach, and an out-of-control military industrial complex sparking multiple world wars under somebody's authority? Somebody's given orders. Somebody's designing geopolitical reality. It's nobody we voted for. This is what Joe Biden's up to all weekend. Just comatose. And you got to think, you know, he didn't want to leave the campaign. He was absolutely forced out. But now that's happened, he's got to be happy. He's got to be happy he's doing this rather than doing some embarrassing town hall. At least he probably knows where he is at this point. But speaking of that, let's go to clip number 16 here. This is Nancy Pelosi pretty much admitting that Joe Biden was unwillingly forced out of his position. Let's watch.
I didn't accept the letter as anything but a letter. I mean, and another, there are some people who were unhappy with the letter. Let me say that some said that some people were unhappy with the letter. I'll put it in somebody else's mouth. Because it was I don't even know, it didn't sound like Joe Biden to me. It really didn't. So, but.
You just look around at America today and you're like, well, what's our leadership like? Why are things going so wrong? You know, who's running this country? Well, let's flip through. You know, Joe Biden just like laying on a beach, dead, basically. Okay, who's next in command? Nancy Pelosi? She's just like, I don't know where I am, actually. I'm so old also. Like, just we're just being run by a bunch of, like, I don't even know, dementia-ridden psychopaths. And they're incompetent, out-of-depth underlings. Like Kamala Harris. Is she running anything? God, I hope not. These cackling morons. Like, no wonder everything's going to hell. Our leadership are all just literally retarded. And so are the voters. That's the real troubling part. We'll go now to a video. Taylor Hansen interviewing some Kamala supporters at her rally. Clip number two. They're very concerned about losing their imaginary rights for their psychotic belief system. Let's watch.
Why are y'all voting for Kamala Harris?
I don't want to lose my rights. Like, I'm a trans man and I'm gay and I have been pregnant and I've had an abortion before and I don't want to lose that. I'm afraid of not being able to be myself anymore because from what I've heard, Trump's America doesn't want me to look like this. So...
From what I've heard, Trump's America doesn't want me to look like this.
What about you?
I've also been pregnant and had an abortion before. I was a minor, and it would have been dangerous for me to properly, like, it would have been dangerous for me to carry a baby with, like, personal reasons and everything. I also, like, I'm very, you know.
You're a freak.
Alternative, and I feel like if Trump were to win, I wouldn't be able to.
Alternative.
Like, express myself through my looks.
She's very alternative.
Very alternative.
Have the piercings or the dyed hair or the tattoos that I want, you know.
What are they talking about?
And my dad's very pro-Trump, and I'm just very.
Oh, it's a daddy issue thing.
Pro-Kamala.
Okay.
Yeah,
she hates your dad. That's what it is.
Can that cause a divide at all?
Yeah, it definitely does. He thinks that Kamala's going to ruin the country, but I think that Trump would do worse, like, a lot. Like, Kamala is going to be good for the country.
Yeah. So liberalism is going to ruin the country like it ruined his daughter. And that's the problem. That's the issue. He had a nice, sweet, you know, loving daughter once. And then she was radicalized by a bunch of freaks. And now her face looks like a pincushion. And her political position is, you know, created entirely out of delusion, totally delusionary. What are they even talking about? She's like, well, look at me. I've got, like, tattoos and ear piercings. And if Trump is the president, I'm not going to be able to have these things. What are you talking about? You're allowed to look like a freak in America. This is why I call it a delusion. What does she think is going to happen? Are they really in this fantasy world where Donald Trump is going to get elected? And it's going to be like, no septum piercings. Like, what are they talking about? So from what I've heard, Trump, people won't be able to look like me anymore. What? I wish. Yeah, I wish. You know, maybe one day it'll get to that point. I mean, it's just, it's like beyond delusional. Here's a person who says she's a trans man. A gay trans man, a.k.a. a straight woman, who's had an abortion and is sitting there going, you know, I won't be able to be myself. No, well, you're not yourself. You're play acting as something that you are absolutely not. Anybody else like drowning in irony every time you hear a trans person say, I just want to be myself? It's like, no, you are desperately mutilating yourself to not be yourself. Yourself died long, long ago. You are some weird amalgamation. You are a Frankenstein monster of satanic suicidal ideas cobbled together and only existing because your parents are way more forgiving than I am or than they should be. He's worried Kamala is going to ruin the country. How can she even talk? I mean, what do you think happens when she walks by a strong magnet? Her whole face is just it's a keychain now, I guess. So you've got some poor old boomer who's seen liberal ideology turn his sweet little girl into a keychain. And now he's worried. Now he's worried the same type of metamorphosis is going to happen in America, despite the fact that it already has. We're just living in the final throes of Babylon here. So, I mean, these type of people, this is the issue with all of this, the main issue at the heart of it, is that there is no arguing with these people because what they believe is asinine madness, right? I don't know, I'd love to see an extended version of that interview. I don't know if there is one. But I want to know, like, what do they think is going to, they think Trump's going to get elected and he's going to ban dyeing your hair? He's going to ban facial piercings? Like, what, that's what they think they're fighting for? You got to understand, folks. We're up here every day. We're trying to talk about like issues that actually matter. World War III, invasion of tens of millions of foreigners into our country, the collapsing of our systems under the weight of the welfare programs, talking about crimes and people being murdered and wanting to feel safe. And, you know, bioweapons being released and surveillance and facial recognition, like just all of these things are happening that are very real. Meanwhile, the people that are in power and empower this whole system to operate are in this world where everything's fine because they can get facial piercings. And the main, you know, threat to world peace is that Donald Trump's going to get elected and make it slightly more difficult to get abortions, which is not even his platform, which is something he's not even talking about. And everybody on the Republican side is furious at Trump for not being harder on abortion. These people, they're totally disconnected from reality entirely, just entirely disconnected. You can tell because of how they look and talk and the things they say. I almost want to listen to it again because I can't even fathom what they think what's going on in the world, where they're getting this information. I would love to see if Taylor Hansen was like, so why do you think Trump would stop you from looking like a creepy little, I don't know, middle school rebel? Why do you think Trump wouldn't getting elected would stop you from getting disgusting facial mutilations? You can do that. Nobody's going to stop you. That's not even remotely related to government policy at all, even a little bit. So, like, what are you talking about? Meanwhile, if you talk to a Trump supporter and it's like, what rights are you worried about being taken away? And they're like, they're going to try to take my guns. And then you can show a clip of Kamala Harris like, we're going to take their guns, y'all. It's like, okay, this is an actual concern. This is an actual right that's actually under, you know, being targeted by a political candidate. Don't get me wrong. I think it would be hilarious. I think it'd be hilarious and may even boost his numbers. But you'll never find a video of Trump going to elect me, and I will make it illegal to get facial piercings. I will make it illegal to dye your hair or to be trans. It's like it just doesn't exist, doesn't happen. Even if it was, it's not really a big issue. Like, who cares?
Trump modifies his body?
With the spray tans?
A little bit of spray. A little bit of orange.
A little bit of spray, a little bit of hair dye.
Hey, it looks good.
It looks better.
Hey, that hair's real. You can tug on it.
You can tug it. People have. He looks better than Tim Walz, that's for sure. He's got 20-plus years on the guy. But this is the thing. How do you argue with people that are actually delusional? His actual worldview is beyond comprehension. It makes no sense. It is completely unrelated to reality. Like, you might as well, like, it's as if these people, like, they might as well exist in My Little Pony or something. It makes as much sense. It's like, why are you voting for Kamala? And it's like, well, if Trump gets into office, I've heard that he is going to stop the sparkle hooves from living in Chestnut Valley. And it's like, what? You're talking about the child's cartoon, My Little Pony? Like, what does this have to do with politics? Nothing. It has as much to do with politics as her facial piercings. But she thinks this is what's happening. She thinks this is real. She really thinks that, you know, Donald Trump is gonna stop the My Little Pony ponies from getting their tasty apples, and so she's standing up against him for that. These people vote. These people's vote is worth as much as yours. Yes, folks, you out there with the four kids and the running the homeschool and the homestead and the garden in your backyard, yeah, your vote is worth just as much as this gimp in the horse mask who thinks that Donald Trump's going to take away his right to dye his hair. It's madness. It is utter and complete madness. But that's where we are at this point. Donald Trump is going to imprison all of the My Little Pony ponies in work camps. And that's why we have to defeat him. I mean, it might as well be. You might as well. Yeah, be just living in a complete, total, utter fantasy world. And just goes on and on and on and on and on. But, you know, there are some serious people out there. There are some actual people that care about this sort of stuff. One of them was Tim Walz's battalion commander. And this story's at Infowars.com. I mean, my God. I don't know. I'm going to have to go back to that Taylor Hansen video. Because I only watched a little bit of it before I played it on the show, but just playing it on the show. I don't know. I feel like I have to keep talking about it. It's like, once you're in the fantasy world, you kind of don't want to leave. I'm like, wait, no, I want to explore around here. I want to delve into some of these dungeons, see what's going on here. You know, you're in this fantasy world of liberal delusion, where it's like Donald Trump is gonna ban rainbows. And it's like, well, this is strange. This is strange and mysterious. This world is nonsensical and vaguely magical. I don't want to go back to the normal world where battalion commanders are talking about military service. Let's stay in Fantasia for a little while. Let's hang out in the never-ending story. Oh, we got to do it. I got to play that video again. I'm going to play that video again, and maybe we'll pause it as we go through. But let's go back to Taylor Hansen. Let's just really delve into the liberal mind here and see what we can't glean from this. Let's go back to this interview video here.
Why are y'all voting for Kamala Harris?
Why are we voting
for
Kamala?
I don't want to lose my right. Like, I'm a trans man, and I'm gay, and I have been pregnant, and I've had an abortion before, and I don't want to lose that.
All right, let's pause it. Okay. Why are you voting for Kamala Harris? I don't want to lose my rights. Now, I've talked about this quite a bit with abortion. People don't take abortion seriously enough. at its very basis, the story that's been put to these people and what they truly believe is they have a right. They have a right guaranteed to them by this government that the big bad Republicans are trying to take away. And as crazy as that is, and ignoring the fact that the right that they think they're losing is the right to kill a baby, to leave all that to the side and just understand these people are motivated just as much as Second Amendment gun owners are motivated by the idea of losing their rights. They think they're losing a right that they have, which allows them in their own conception to believe that they are freedom fighters fighting for a right against a tyrannical and oppressive government. It's madness. It's insanity. But these people vote, and you have to take their viewpoint into account. And I assume that that's the right that he, she is talking about when they say, I don't want to lose that right. But I don't know. They might think that they're going to lose the right to be a trans man, a gay trans man, which is a straight female. It's a straight female. See, a trans man is a woman dressed up like a man, and a gay man likes men. So a gay trans man is, in fact, a woman who likes men. I just want to clarify what's going on here. Maybe she thinks she's losing the right. So, I mean, that makes even less sense than anything else. That makes less sense than anything. She thinks that Donald Trump getting elected is going to steal her right to be a heterosexual woman, since that is what she is, plain and simple. Sorry, let's go back. So she's very scared of losing the right to abort her babies. Now, again, do these people know how pregnancies happen? Do they know what it takes to get pregnant? You know, women can only get pregnant in like 5 or 6 days a month. It's very, very easy not to get pregnant if you don't want to get pregnant. You know, just not have sex. There's like a million different ways to not resort to killing your baby. They don't seem to be interested in any of these things. Let's go back to this video once again. Hearing about this woman who thinks that Donald Trump's going to stop her from being a gay trans man, aka a straight woman. It just makes less sense than anything you could possibly imagine. Let's keep watching.
Of not being able to be myself anymore, because from what I've heard, Trump's America doesn't want me to look like this.
All right, let's pause it there. Doesn't want me to be myself. Well, you are not yourself. Yourself is probably like a blonde woman. Right now, you are play acting as a brunette man who's gay. So you are not yourself. No, nobody is stopping you from being yourself. You are stopping you from being yourself. Yourself was sacrificed long ago to some sort of cult that you are now a member of. Says, from what I've heard, Trump doesn't want me to look like this. Trump's America doesn't want me to look like this. This is what I mean. This is why it's important to look at things like this. These people are living in a delusion. Who knows who told her what? Somebody told this poor girl that if Trump gets elected, somehow somebody is going to stop her from being delusional. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. Nobody's stopping you from doing anything, except for maybe killing babies in certain states. That's not even one of Trump's big platforms. She has no idea. She just has no idea at all. So this is the modern incarnation of democracy. It's who can convince the most number of delusional psychopaths that they're under existential threat from a non-existent threat, from a non-existent monster. And you tell them, vote for me and I will kill the monster. I will kill Boogeyman. I will make sure that My Little Pony Friendship is Magic continues to be real. The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist, and people can't identify who's a patriot and who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com and get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake Shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. Yeah. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combined with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
An InfoWars fan favorite is now back in stock after over a year of not being available. It is the vitamin C and zinc with rose hips. Now, this is a copy of Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize for his findings on vitamin C's formula. It is 1,000 milligrams of organic vitamin C with zinc to take it into the cells, and rose hips, he believed that supercharged it. This formula is amazing. We've not had it for over 12 months, and now it's available back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply incredible. What it does for your whole body, your immune system, is next level. So whether you're in super good health or not in good health, everybody benefits from this formula. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin C and zinc with rose hips at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the operation. So that's a win-win. Get your vitamin C with zinc, the Linus Pauling formula, at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Taking a record of the hearts and minds of the American people, it's the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Welcome back, folks. We're going to stick to this here for a moment. I think this sums it up pretty well. From the class act's Ty Cordova at Tux Lemons on X. Kamala Harris is the My Body, My Choice candidate who fired every unvaccinated female in her administration. Tim Walz is the Trust the Science candidate who put tampons in every male bathroom. Both think the Trump assassination attempt was fake, but male pregnancy is real. Yeah, delusion. We're dealing with just people in complete and utter delusion, and it Seems like it never ends. And part of, you know, part of this, the manifestation of this delusion is the fact that they will cheer their heads off at policies that are Donald Trump's policies. So they hate him with a burning passion. They think he's evil. They think everything that he suggests is some sort of coded dog whistle that's actually about Nazism. Like, they just, who knows what these people, what goes on in these people's minds. But you can say exactly Trump's policies. Just don't say it's from Trump. And they love them. They love the policies. So this is, you know, evidence of this delusion. You've got Kamala Harris, clip 15, just straight up stealing Trump's no tax on tips policy, which is like a number of things. First of all, this is like his most recent policy. Out of anything that Trump has ever suggested, no tax on tips is like the most recent thing. So like, why you would steal this kind of doesn't make any sense. It's also the exact opposite of what's been happening with the IRS under Kamala Harris's administration. She is the vice president right now. This is part of the madness. Is that they're convinced that she is somehow going to do something that she hasn't done in the last 4 years, hasn't said she's going to do in the last 4 years, could have done at some point in the last 4 years, could have championed this. It just makes no sense. It just makes no sense at all. Let's go to clip 15. Here's Kamala Harris stealing Trump's platform. Let's watch.
And eliminate taxes on tips for service and hospitality workers.
Oh, my God, yeah. She's so smart.
And they all cheer wildly, where meanwhile, when Trump came out with this last month, exactly a month ago, July 12th, 2024, you had headlines like this. Why Donald Trump's plans to stop taxing tips is a lame political stunt. It wouldn't help most tipped workers, just their corporate bosses. So even though it's an idea that, you know, when he comes out of Kamala Harris's mouth, they cheer wildly. When it was under Trump, it was somehow some sort of devious play to trick workers to benefit their bosses. But now that Kamala Harris said it, well, it's a brilliant idea, obviously. Obviously, it's a brilliant idea. Of course, it was in February of last year that Biden's IRS planned to crack down on waiters' tips. They're coming after waitresses' tips now, tax expert Mike Palich says. It's on Fox News a little over a year ago. They don't care. These people don't care. They don't know. They don't care. They live in delusion. Nothing they believe corresponds with reality, even tangentially, even accidentally. Never once do they land on what's actually going on. Trump's plan to end tax on tips isn't fooling labor leaders. Trump's plan. Yeah, Trump's plan. No, it was always Kamala Harris's plan, and she was never the border czar, and her economy is amazing, and the Biden economy is fantastic, and the Trump economy was terrible. These people just live, they just live in delusion. There's nothing more to be said about it. Now, we will talk about the actual serious people still left in this country trying to tell the truth. Waltz's battalion commander shreds him in Facebook post. Tim Walz's battalion commander shredded him in a long Facebook post saying he does not regret that Tim Walz retired early because it left room for better leadership. I guess they act like, I don't know, they act like this doesn't matter or something. I don't know. Who knows? Who knows what's going on in their heads? Who knows what their worldview is? I guess it just doesn't matter. I guess none of it matters because Kamala Harris, they've been told that everybody loves her and she's great. So now they all love her and think she's great. And that's just, that's as deep as it goes, honestly. That's the end of it. J.D. Vance has reaffirmed Trump's commitment to a policy of mass deportations in an interview with ABC on Sunday. Quote, start with 1 million. Trump has pledged to deport up to 20 million people who are in the U.S. illegally, which also is a good start. ABC anchor Jonathan Carl asked Vance whether that policy was practical. One of the many proposals in the platform you talked about and Trump's talked about is mass deportation. You said he'll start with the easy ones, the criminals, people who commit crimes, deport them. But he said deporting 15 to 20 million people. How exactly do you do that? How do you do that? Well, let's see. They were all brought in here systematically. There's an entire industry dedicated to the importation of these people. You think it's easier to import 20 million people than it is to export them? It's the same function. It's actually easier to export them. And I have a very simple way you can do this. It's not hard at all. You simply put out ads on Spanish language content, and you offer a gift, a free gift to all illegals. You say, if you are in this country illegally, you are automatically qualified for a free, totally gratis, totally free trip back to your home country. We'll provide the flight. We'll provide the hotels. We will send you in first class luxury back to where you came from. It's not a threat. It's an offer. It's a gift. It's a reward for you turning yourself in at an immigration office. The catch is, if you don't take advantage of this special one-time offer, then that is a crime and you will be convicted and sentenced to 10 years hard labor. It's a very simple option. You don't have to send out, you know, groups of people rounding people up. That'd be bad optics. That's not good. You say very simply, if you have arrived in this country without a visa in the last 10 years, then you now have a very special three-month window to turn yourself in at the immigration office. Pack your bags. You'll get a first-class trip back to whatever hellhole you crawled out of. And if you don't take advantage of this special offer, then you will be arrested. We will be sending out teams to arrest people who refuse to take advantage of this special offer. And you won't be sent back home. You will be sent to the Arizona desert to dig trenches. So it's up to you. We're not going to chase you down. You can either come to us. We will send you back to your country. You're welcome. Totally free on taxpayer dime. We'll do that. Or you can, you know, pay off your debt to society by literally digging ditches in the desert. I think you'll find people will take advantage of that very special offer. I think you'll find that people will not risk being sentenced to 10 years in federal prison and will, in fact, prefer to go back to Guatemala, where they grew up and live and are citizens. So Trump can take that. You can take that, Trump, if you want a good policy. I don't want to see, you know, stormtroopers rolling around, checking people's ID. It's got to be up to them. It's got to be on their time. They can come to us and ask for deportation because the alternative is significantly worse. So that's just one way that you could do this. But it is funny to me that after they've watched 20 million people be funneled across the border into the United States illegally over the last 4 years, they think it's impossible to do the reverse. How would it be impossible? It would be significantly easier. Especially since apparently all these people, you know, turned themselves in and got asylum. And we know exactly where they are, right?
The eugenicists over 100 years ago were very public about their plans. They financed major universities. They ran full-page stories and advertisements pushing their propaganda in the New York Times, other major newspapers, that the family as we know it is a bad thing and must be ended. And the first step in that is getting women out of the household and teaching women that cooking dinner and taking care of your sons and daughters and husbands is a bad thing. And I was just sitting here tonight making dinner for my daughter, my 4.5-year-old daughter. My wife makes dinner a lot of times, but I like to make it as well. I love to make breakfast. And literally, it's the funnest thing on earth to make food for your family and be nutritive and then all sit down together and have that communal event. And that's what the system is attacking and bombarding, is our normal biological actions are coming together. They really are sick, evil, scientific cult of filth that want to domesticate us and turn us into lab rats. We cannot let this continue.
Nitric Boost. Turmeric 95. High quality,
CBD, gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Bodies, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com. It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Heart defects went way down. And in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Let me take some brain force and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra, it's now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. The obvious need for mass deportations now, especially in light of what's going on in the UK. And, you know, it's not going to be hard for future historians to look back and see how things got to where they are now. But I have a feeling they're going to be simultaneously baffled at the stories that we're telling ourselves contemporaneously as to what's going on. In other words, when people look back, if humanity makes it far enough to look back, it's going to be very obvious just to see, like, there's no mystery as to what's going on in the UK or Germany or France or Ireland, where it's like you've got a homogenous nation of people who are then flooded by the tens of millions of violent, erratic foreigners who have rape gangs and are targeting the natives relentlessly for years on end. Then there's one particularly egregious and violent example where you've got a Rwandan immigrant killing three little girls and stabbing a dozen others. And people get mad at this and go out and protest. Then the Muslim gangs you know, go out and fight them. It's all very simple. No mystery here. And yet they're coming up with alternative explanations as to why this is happening. They're saying it's Russians. Russians are paying Tommy Robinson to spread fake news to trick British people into rioting, apparently, is what they expect people to believe. Like, it's utter nonsense. How people believe it now is beyond my understanding. You're like, this is just racism and hate. Did racism and hate kill three little girls? Like, what are you talking about? This is a reaction to reality. It's a reaction to a new and horrifying circumstance these people find themselves in. It's all very simple. And like, it really is baffling. This headline from The Guardian: far-right disorder had clear Russian involvement, says ex-MI6 spy. And it's literally Christopher Steele. It's Christopher Steele. It's the guy who wrote the Steele dossier. Guy who fabricated claims about Donald Trump being in bed with the Russians in order to justify the FISA warrant to spy on him and everybody he's associated with. How this guy is not in prison is beyond me. Not only is he not in prison, he's out there saying the same lie again. It's like, I'm just trying to think of some sort of metaphor that would even make sense. But it is beyond comprehension. It is beyond reason. I mean, I guess just to scale it down, it just makes no sense. It just makes no sense. I'm just thinking of, like, you know, some guy who he's got a roommate, and the roommate just like punches him in the face while he's sleeping, and he gets up and fights the roommate back, and then, like, you know, the police come and they're like, so what inspired you? Are you being paid by Russians to fight your roommate? He's like, no, he hit me in the face, so I hit him back. It's like, there's no mystery here. There's no missing part that it's like, the Russians must be the ones doing this. It's like, no, it's these people were attacked, and now they're protesting the government facilitating the attack. There's no missing element here that needs to be explained with Russian money. This doesn't exist. What are you talking about? But not only are they now taking this disorder that's taking place and using it as an excuse to crush anybody even accidentally being a participant in anti-government activity, they're now weaponizing it to say, actually, you are an enemy agent because you're working for Russia, and this might go all the way up to Farage because they're, you know, wielding this as a political weapon to destroy their political enemies. So I don't know how we deal with this world like right now. I don't. I honestly don't. Half the country thinks that Donald Trump is the bad guy from My Little Pony, and he's going to take away apples from the horses. Like, they just believe nonsense that's totally asinine and ridiculous. And the elite think they're in some James Bond novel where the Russians are pulling strings behind everything. Now, it's like, okay, either these people are actually delusional. If they actually believe this stuff, that's really bad. That our country is being run by people this gullible, this stupid, this easily manipulatable. That they actually think Russia is responsible for the protests and the riots in the UK. If they actually believe that, that's almost worse than them knowing it's a lie and just being cynical, you know, manipulators. I don't know what's worse. I don't really know how to deal with either. Right? Either we're dealing with people that are in full-fledged delusion that cannot be reasoned with because what they believe is nonsense, Or are we dealing with people who are just openly and ridiculously lying to everybody, in which case you can't argue with them anyway because they know full well that what they're doing is madness and nonsense. It's crazy. It is crazy. I don't know how to deal with it other than to point at it and laugh, but, you know, it's pointing at and laughing at the lion that's about to eat us. So it's like, this isn't funny. It's horrifying. Piers Morgan is a part of this, and Tommy Robinson is just being dragged through the mud here. Piers Morgan responds to Tommy Robinson. Tommy Robinson says, all they have are lies and more lies. Piers Morgan claimed I was leading a far-right mob to attack Muslims in mosques, which is obviously ridiculous. Piers Morgan responds, you helped incite and inspire the riots by spreading lies about the Southport child killer being a Muslim illegal immigrant, which is why so many of the rioters chanted your name as they rioted against Muslims and asylum seekers who had nothing to do with the killings. Fact. Okay, they did. I mean, other than the fact that the guy was a second-generation immigrant, asylum seekers. And it's like, the facts don't make it any better. If you think that people are mad at migrants because they're foreigners, well, this guy was born in Britain. Clearly, the problem doesn't end with being born on this soil, on that soil. So it's less about the actual immigration, more about the foreign element incompatible with and doing nothing to assimilate to the UK culture. It's not about religion because this guy was Christian. None of these things are like, oh, so you're wrong for opposing immigration. No, you're absolutely right. And it's doesn't matter if they're, quote, asylum seekers. Doesn't matter if they're legal or illegal. It doesn't matter if they're Pakistani or African. It doesn't matter if they're Muslim or Christian. You're importing a violent foreign element that is killing the children of the natives. But here's Tommy Robinson's response to Piers Morgan.
This, you've done it again. You're meant to be a journalist. I've never said he was an illegal Muslim immigrant. Not once. 10 minutes of research would show you that. But here you are doing exactly what you've done to Bailey. There's no evidence. You need evidence to make these sorts of comments. You're libeling me. You're slandering me. You're putting me and my family in danger, just as you did with a 15-year-old child, Bailey. And yet you try and take the moral high ground as though you're some great journalist. You're f***ing useless. I have never once said, and if you were man enough, you'd sit down and have this discussion as men. And then you'd bring your evidence, which you don't have. So why don't you use your platform, as you do with your show, to spout lies to millions of people. Lies that have serious effect on safety, reputation. You're lying to Muslims. Do you know what your lies have resulted in? They've resulted in one Somalian literally quoting what you said to Andrew Tate. Literally quoting it. And then threatening to murder me. He was arrested yesterday. They've resulted in Osman warnings to my members of my family, who are now all in danger because you've lied, Piers. Correct your lies. Do your job. Your job's meant to be a journalist. You're meant to research. You're meant to get evidence before you open your mouth, man. What is wrong with you? You sit there acting like you're credible. It's insane. I find it absolutely insane. You're not credible on anything. You weren't credible on our soldiers. You weren't credible on COVID or vaccines.
InfoWars fan favorite is now back in stock after over a year of not being available. It is the vitamin C and zinc with rose hips. Now, this is a copy of Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize for his findings on vitamin C's formula. It is 1,000 milligrams of organic vitamin C with zinc to take it into the cells and rose hips. He believed that supercharged it. This formula is amazing. We've not had it for over 12 months, and now it's available back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply incredible. What it does for your whole body, your immune system, is next level. So whether you're in super good health or not in good health, everybody benefits from this formula. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin C and zinc with rose hips at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the operation. So that's a win-win. Get your vitamin C with zinc, the Linus Pauling formula, at InfoWarsStore.com.
Bodies is back. The ultimate turmeric product on the market has returned to InfoWarsStore.com and is now 25% off for a limited time. Utilized for thousands of years, turmeric is one of the most studied medicinal herbs today. Hundreds of peer-reviewed scientific articles are published every year on the chemistry and therapeutic potential of turmeric and its active components. Bodies will reduce inflammation throughout the body, help boost and support flexibility, increase mobility, assist in joint function, bolster your immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric from the store contains about 1 to 5% of the active ingredient curcuminoids, but our super powerful extract used in Bodies contains over 95% of the active ingredients in turmeric. No other product can compare with this curcuminoid delivery system, so if you want to put the true power of turmeric to the test, then look no further. Grab yourself a bottle today for 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com and put your body at ease.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
In 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon
Welcome
and we
back,
took
folks.
A little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns.
Go to a video here in the first five, open up for calls in the last hour. One of the troubling things about what's going on in the UK is the advent of pre-crime, where if they think you might do something, then they'll be arresting you. Pre-crime, this Orwellian concept, is not UK exclusive. In fact, it exists in a primordial form here in America. Let's go to clip number 11 here. This is Whitney Webb talking about the pre-crime policies put into place here in America. Let's watch.
Shooters before they can shoot, before they can
no
commit a crime.
Way.
So it was overtly calling for pre-crime. At the same time, Bill Barr legalized pre-crime by creating a Department of Justice program called DEEP that can't, that actually has arrested people for Facebook posts.
No, D-E-E-P, DEEP.
It's called, yes. Mm-hmm. It's a real program, and so, it's still on the books.
So Bill Barr.
And at the same time, he was trying to eliminate encryption also, or at least get a government backdoor into devices that use encryption. And then shortly thereafter, Ivanka Trump and Jared Kushner, along with a close friend of Trump, who's the former head of NBC Universal, Bob Wright, we're trying to get Trump to create a new agency called HARPA, a health DARPA. And the first program of that they pitched was called Safe Homes, which is an acronym for something else. And what they wanted to do there was data mine American social media accounts, as well as extract information from Amazon Echoes, Google Home, Fitbits, and Apple Watches, and
Jesus.
Run it through AI to identify if you've been saying something that shows early signs of neuropsychiatric violence, and then based on that determine you know, if you need to go to a court-ordered physician visit, if you need to be put under house arrest or anything, or put in preventative detention.
So
this is something that they were talking about back then. And even though Trump allegedly loved the idea, he didn't make HARPA. But you know who made HARPA? Joe Biden did. He called it ARPA-H, just moved the H to the end. But it's the same program, the same people are behind it. So this is a bipartisan agenda to try and use our online activity against us. And there needs to be awareness about it because it's really the only way we can stop it. They have our data. They've had our data. And they've been profiling us with Palantir. I mean, they couldn't do it without Palantir. And something needs to be said and something needs to be done. And the fact that there's so many Trump supporters backing this when they're likely, make up the bulk of the list, people that own guns and like care about the Constitution and all this stuff are going to be the people that the federal government doesn't like. And if you look at the Biden administration's framework for the war on domestic terror, which has been developed by every administration in the post 9/11 era, they make it very clear that domestic terrorists, their definition of it includes people on the left and the right, people that oppose all forms of capitalism. That includes the WEF's favored stakeholder capitalism, or crony capitalism, anything in that, people that are extreme environmentalists, people that oppose perceived government government overreach. All of this is considered enough to get you to be considered a threat by the federal government. And this is a national security state apparatus out of control. And I would argue that, you know, with Trump and J.D. Vance, they are trying to sell themselves as anti-establishment, potentially libertarian and populist. And that is not what these companies are. The fact that Trump is taking money from Palantir and Palantir co-founders, whether it's Peter Thiel or Joe Lonsdale, is very alarming. And their potential influence on the vice presidential pick is also very alarming. Because if people care about reigning in the surveillance state or stopping the war on domestic terror, they should be outraged by this, because ultimately what these campaigns are is a way to stifle dissent. And that's what they've been from the very beginning. When you look back at their how it started, you know, during the Iran-Contra era, very alarming stuff. And so I think the more people know about this, the more we can do to stop it.
Yeah, pretty incredible stuff. It's not just coming here. It is here. And nothing in the future makes it look like it's going to get any better. We'll take your calls on all of these topics on the other side. Stay with us, folks. It's American Journal, Infowars.com, InfowarsStore.com to support us. The Infowars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
Dive deep into the stories the mainstream media won't touch. This is the American Journal.
Folks, something else, watching a nation die, watching a country die, it's horrible. It's certainly how it feels now. This just in from today. London police say a girl and a woman were stabbed in the busy theater district and a man is arrested. An 11-year-old girl and a 34-year-old woman were stabbed Monday in London's busy theater district, and a man was arrested, the Metropolitan Police said, adding there was no indication this attack was terror-related, which I can tell you right now means that this was a Muslim immigrant. I can tell you that right now. They haven't done any investigation. Why they would need to come out and say there's no indication this is terrorism-related. And it's kind of like, you know, what we said about Thomas Crooks, the assassination, the attempted assassin of Trump. When they say he has foreign accounts, it's like, okay, well, if it was Iran or Russia, they would say that. So you can glean a lot from, you can understand reality from the lies of the mainstream media when you ask what they're leaving out, what they're not saying, why they're saying certain things that we know to be untrue. So I know nothing about this. I literally saw this 30 seconds ago and somebody linked it on X. And having just read that first sentence, I already know some certain things, right? I'm going to say that this was certainly not a native British white person who did this, because that would be the headline, obviously, right? This was an English person at all. This was an English individual who did this, it would be far right stabbing. Okay, so just all I know about this is an 11-year-old girl and a 34-year-old woman were stabbed Monday in London's busy theater district, and a man was arrested, adding there's no indication the attack was terror related. Knowing just that about this event, I'm telling you right now, both women were white, the stabber was foreign. And that's all I can glean from now. But that's what we know from this headline. The attack occurred outside a tea shop in Leicester Square, a magnet for tourists with its shops, theaters, and cinemas. The square and surrounding area have an estimated 2.5 million visitors every week. Well, for now. Well, for now. That's what I mean by like a country dying, a nation dying. Who's going to want to go visit London? Like, it's been inaccurate for years, the vision of the UK, but it still existed in foreign people's minds. You know, Harry Potter. You know, London being this beautiful international city, safe and clean. And I mean, that illusion has been shattered. Like, who would want to go visit the UK right now? What landmark could you visit and not be at risk of being stabbed to death by an insane Rwandan? Let's see what else we know. The victims were taken to a major trauma center. The girl required treatment, but her life was not in jeopardy, police said. The women's injuries were less serious. The stabbing occurred during a recent rise in knife crime in Britain, which is on edge after days of violence as crowds spouting anti-immigrant and Islamophobic slogans clashed with police. The disturbances have been fueled by right-wing activists who use social media to spread misinformation about a mass stabbing that killed three girls during a Taylor Swift-themed dance event. It was not clear if Monday's attack had any link to the unrest. Well, if it was a white person that had done it, then they would be saying far-right attack, knife attack in London. So, again, it's like, I mean, just even this article, right? You've got a mass stabbing, killing three little girls. Now a stabbing against another little girl and a woman in the middle of, you know, a high-end London neighborhood. And that's not the thing that they want you focused on. They spend the majority of that article talking about supposedly totally unrelated far-right riots with people shouting Islamophobia at police. So you've got two horrific knife attacks actually injuring and killing innocent people, but their focus and their main thing that they want you to focus on are the people shouting at police for not protecting them from the knife attacks. Just ridiculous. Is this a video report from the Leicester Square? Okay, can we pull that video in and I want to hear how this, you know, how this happened. You know, maybe it was just one of those typical, maybe, you know, maybe they were just at, maybe it was a controversy over the tea, you know? They're at a high-end fancy tourist trap tea shop. Maybe one of them wanted Earl Grey. Another one wanted chamomile. Maybe this was just, you know, a couple Londoners, your typical London tea fight. Yeah, totally outrageous. I'm going to take your calls on all of the goings-on around the world right now. To give us a call, the number to dial is 1-877-789-2539. That's 1-877-789-2539. Give us a call. What's that? The clip ready? All right, let's go to this clip. Stabbing in Leicester Square, in the UK. Here's an eyewitness account. Let's see what he says.
I heard a scream, and the moment I saw it, there was one person, roughly along maybe like mid-30s or early-30s, and he was like stabbing a cage. Yeah, so I saw that he was stabbing a cage. I jumped on him, hold the hand in which he was having a knife, and I just put him down on the floor and just hold him and take the knife away from him. And then a couple of more people joined as well, and we just hold him until the police came. Wow. It took like maybe 3 to 4 minutes, police arrived, and then they just took him into the custody. And the child, just like all my colleagues, they gave him first aid, and in the middle police came as well, and they just gave the first aid.
Congratulations, so you might have saved a life today.
Hopefully, yeah.
Yeah. And
I just saw a kid who was getting stabbed, and I just like tried to save her.
You just ran out of the shop and tried to save the child?
Yeah, I don't know. It's just, there were how many family members are there, mom, I just saw a kid being attacked, and it's my duty to just save them.
Were there tourists getting involved as well? Trying to help?
No, I haven't seen any tourists.
Wow, so that dude actually grabbed the knife and kicked the knife away. That's pretty incredible. So no further information, no description, but you can tell that interview was edited a little bit. But hey, it'll just keep happening. It'll just keep happening. I'm sure, you know, this stabbing will somehow, in some weird form of media alchemy, will be translated into, you know, an even greater push to arrest far-right rioters. Just completely insane. Really is. There's so many other things to talk about as well. But I guess, you know, one video that I've been seeing, this is clip number 14. This was posted with the statement, I'm pretty sure I'll share this video. The British Stasi will try to extradite me. Let's go now to clip 14. Here's some of the Muslims running around rioting. Stomping on a car. And there you see, look, a mother and a daughter clutching each other as they flee from this mob. Muslims, yeah, just attacking random people. Remember, in a totally unrelated story about a stabbing in Leicester Square, however you pronounce it, they make half of the story or more about far-right riots causing trouble, where meanwhile, practically every video out of the UK that actually shows violence are Muslim gangs running around just beating people viciously. Clip number 3 is more of the same. Muslim immigrants with golf clubs stalk British families. Who wants that? Here you go. This is what's happening in the UK right now. Just Muslims taking over streets, wielding weapons, and attacking random people. And stabbing little girls. And there are the police standing there, letting them do it. Just watching them walk around, literally wielding golf clubs against UK citizens. Police are just standing there. Well, if the white people ever fight back, we'll get involved. We're just here to make sure everything stays safe, so you attack people with the golf club. And as soon as the white people do anything other than run away, we'll get involved. Don't worry, we're here to make sure everything stays safe. And remember, that was what he said to the Muslim people in the mosque. He's like, you drop your weapons off at the mosque. We're just here to make sure everything stays safe while they are actively committing violence. So what they mean is that if anybody tries to stop you, we will intervene. If anybody fights back, then it will be an issue for us. But as long as it's just the Muslims, just the immigrant community committing mass violence against anybody they come across, that's not a problem for them. That's not violence. That's not, you know, disorder that they need to get involved in. It's only when the white people push back. So I just want, you know, this is a lesson to all the UK. If we can go back to clip 14 here and just pause it in the very beginning, I want to let you know who's doing something right in this situation. So let's go to 14. Let's play it, and we can pause it right about there. Okay, see these two women with the masks running away? That's the proper reaction for UK citizens. These are upstanding UK citizens. You don't fight back. You don't hang around. You don't have a right to be here. This isn't your country anymore. You clutch each other and you flee, okay? That's the only appropriate response to the mobs of violent Muslims running a rampage through your city streets. These posh English women just clutching each other and running away. Forget the lion, forget the bulldog. We have a new logo, a new icon, a new mascot for the UK. It's women and children. It's young white women and young white girls running away in front of a mob of black-clad, masked Muslims committing open violence with the police right there, letting them do it. Pretty incredible. Pretty incredible stuff. We'll go to clip 12 here. This is a citizen of the UK saying he thinks civil war is inevitable. I think it's already over and you've lost, actually. Actually, I think the Civil War has come and gone, and you are now an occupied civilization from a foreign power. I mean, you are, you know, the South during Sherman's March. Like, it's over. They're just abusing you to death now. So, that Civil War that you're looking forward to has come and gone, my friend. And you lost completely. It was an information war. And now it's just the dividing of the spoils between your conquerors. Let's go to clip number 12.
A lot of these migrants are coming in, and people are saying they feel like they're being replaced. And the veterans that fought for you guys are on the streets while migrants get put up in hotels. How does that make you feel?
Obviously, we're not happy about it. We've got nothing about migration. We're not against migration. We're about controlling our borders. If I was to go to another country, I would be vetted. And if I'd been in trouble before or had any past history, I wouldn't be allowed in. We're not about anti-immigration. We're about controlling the migration. And if we don't take control of the migration, we're going to be outnumbered in our own country. We will no longer be a Christian country. We'll be controlled by an Islamic movement. That's what is worrying and concerning. £29 million spent on illegal immigrants in the last 18 months, all aged between 20 and 30, fighting age, no women, no children, put up in 4- or 5-star hotels. But yet there's veterans on our street, homeless, on the street. It's all wrong. It needs to be put right. The government needs to be outed. If we have to issue Article 61 on common law, then so be it. We will do it. That's what's happening next if they don't listen. We will not comply next time.
War is on the rise?
A civil war is inevitable. It will happen if they don't listen. 100%. We're not messing about. Yeah? They need to listen. They need to wake up. The sheeple need to wake up because they're asleep.
Again, there are places in that country that have not been majority British for years. Birmingham is the place where a lot of this violence is taking place. It's where, you know, the videos last week of the Muslim gangs running around and attacking people, just drinking in pubs. That was Birmingham. A lot of the videos that you're seeing of the Muslim gangs running around attacking people, they're not minorities. They're the majority in that area. Birmingham's the second biggest, I think, or maybe Manchester, but both of these, and London as well, the biggest metropolitan centers in the UK are all majority non-British. So what do you think Britain's going to look like when it's majority Muslim? And it, without intervention, it is going to be. This isn't like a, well, if things keep going like this, it's going to get bad. Like, you know, look at the demographics. Look at the age and sex of the people coming over. You know, right now, UK is about 75% white still, but the vast majority of that populace is elderly and is going away. So when you're in a place like Birmingham, where years ago the immigration influx means that the majority of people living there are foreign, it's not like everything becomes great there. It's not like this is not an issue there or whatever. It becomes significantly worse. It's mobs of Muslims running around beating up every white person they find. And that's just one little part of the country. While there's still 3 native British for every 1 Muslim overall in the entire country. But wherever they get a majority, they're in charge. And that's just how it works. Guys, we can bring up the call screen. We'll go out to calls here momentarily. There's a, I don't know, never heard of the Article 61 that he was talking about. Unless he's going all the way back to Article 61 of the Magna Carta, which would be pretty wild. I'm not sure what he means by Article 61. They'll have to activate that. Let's go to your calls now. Clip line number 2, Dragonfly in Wisconsin. Go ahead, Dragonfly, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing this morning, Harrison? Yeah, I wanted to talk about some stuff in nature that mirrors Democratic and deep state strategies, because they use what's found in nature and mathematics and astrology, God's grand design, as part of strategies implemented. And one of the things that makes all of us feel like we're in Alice in Wonderland, you know, living in the rabbit hole, is this constant spinning of all these topics, things that the Democratic media machine spits out. And that's part of what I like to call like the dragonfly strategy, because the dragonfly is known in the nature, in the natural world, as the animal living creature that has the highest predatory success rate in killing and capturing and eating what it goes after, sometimes upwards of 98%, to give you some perspective, like a lion or a wolf is at like 30-40%. You know, packs of wolves can go a little bit higher when they're pack hunters. A falcon, peregrine falcon, dive bombing at 200 miles per hour goes out into the 50%, along with like great white sharks. And the way the dragonfly is able to do such an amazing success rate is by its ability to fly and attack in all directions. It's able to fly backwards. It's able to do maneuvers that only like jet air fighter aircraft can do, the Heimlich maneuver. And I think since they're implementing that strategy, that we should, the right side, conservative side, because we have the best topics. We have a good economy and prices for groceries that are sustainable, you know, like $10 for a gallon of Tropicana orange juice, that's insanity. Yeah. You know, $12 for a pack of cigarettes. Don't tell me with AI and nuclear power, those prices aren't just getting turning into a scam by Uncle Scam. You know, abortion, post-birth abortion, peace, cheap energy, quality of living and standards of living. Other animals also are, you know, you can look into it, like the African wild dog also is in the 90% range for a predatory success rate. And it does that by out-chasing what it's chasing, sometimes chasing the animal, its prey, up to 2.1 miles or 2.2 miles, exhausting it, which I think is also a strategy that we should use, because I think we have better stamina because they're mostly, I think, fueled by narcotics and Satanism. You know, right. The energy pool that they're pulling from is one of the void and darkness.
So how do we implement this? Because I agree with you. And this is the bizarre part, is it's like our side is offering like prosperity and freedom and just all these wonderful, great things as you're listing out. And then the other side just goes, yeah, but they're Hitler and everybody is against us all of a sudden. So it's like, how do we implement what you're talking about here when reality doesn't actually impact their belief system or their voting process? Like, it's how do you inject reality into this delusion of theirs?
Well, I think there a lot of the people you're talking about are fake it, like prices, and especially
You're breaking up there, Dragonfly. Sorry, could you start that answer again?
I was saying that. Can you hear me? Okay,
I hear you now.
Okay, I think a majority of the people you're talking about are pretending to be asleep. They're not actually asleep. They're well aware of the grocery store prices, of the inflation, especially in the world and post-assassination of Donald Trump, where they almost blew his brains out on TV. I think they're well aware and they're faking it. And what they're trying to do is make us comply to their insanity world, their Alice in Wonderland version of the world, with like child mutilation and, you know, the laundry list. You have the best laundry list of that. But how you were saying how to employ it, implement these strategies, is like how they do it, you know, and how you see J.D. Vance now, who is able to lay out coherently and in long form, in a style, the Trump talking points, which Trump kind of does in his New Yorker style. So they're kind of doing the same thing to a different degree of viciousness, because of their style. And you guys do the same thing, obviously, each week. If you count, you guys cover thousands of different topics, yeah. You know, but I'm just you know, back to the dragonfly, Japanese, they call it Tatsumushi is the old name for it, and it's a victory insect. So I think now, so close to the election, we need to think about strategies and brainstorming strategies.
Because we don't have time to be missing our target. I get exactly what you're saying. Good stuff. We'll be right back, folks.
Nitric Boost. Turmeric 95. High quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Bodies, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com.
I have been in a 28-year marathon battle with a globalist. I have come from nowhere to the very heights of politics, not just in America, but in the world. We are engaging the globalist at point-blank range in the information war. But I don't deserve the credit. Yes, I persevered, but the listeners and viewers who support InfoWars are the real reason we've had this success. We're having now the greatest victories in the fight against the New World Order we've ever had. We are now entering the final mile of the marathon. And that's why today it's more important than ever to realize how important you've been in this fight and to continue in the efforts you've been carrying out and to intensify them. God bless you all. I salute you. I thank you. And I beg you to intensify what you're doing now, because we are over the target and history is happening. The fight is my fight. It's your fight. It's our fight. God bless you all.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. Yeah. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combined with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us. And that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. Not too many people are realizing that what's happening here is obviously deliberate. going to go to a powerful video, a monologue by Neil Oliver in the next segment. Well, let's go out to your phone calls. Now, I've got John in Argentina. Thanks for calling in, John. You are on the air with a history lesson for us. Go ahead, John.
Hey, morning, Harrison. You know, my favorite saying from Mark Twain is, history doesn't repeat, but it does rhyme.
Right.
And we're seeing a lot of that now. There's a direct line from the Chicago School back through the Frankfurt School in Germany, back to the Weimar Republic in Germany, where the first transsexual surgery was done. As you know, you've covered that before. And then back to the Russian Revolution, which I think is our best template for what's going on now. And the first thing that the Politburo did when they were installed in Russia was to outlaw anti-Semitism.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there was a good reason for that. So I would just like to encourage people to use their history and not just accept what they're given. And one other thing. There's a kind of a template that you might find useful.
Yeah.
I think you've noticed that some Jews are in support of Trump and some would do anything to see him killed or put in prison. The template is, what's involved in now, just to go right to the chase, is a competition between secular Jews and Orthodox Jews. And I see it here in Argentina. The Orthodox are solidly behind Milei, as they are behind Trump, and Santiago Abascal in Spain. This is a template that's going on all over the world. The Ukrainian war is primarily secular run. If you look at the people, they're all secular Jews. Whereas the Gaza operation is mostly Orthodox driven. So it's just a template you can use. Maybe it might be helpful to you and your listeners.
Yeah, that is interesting. And, of course, you can follow the Russian Revolution back to the, you know, expulsions of Jews under the Tsar in the late 1800s and the socialist communist activists who were expelled from Ukraine and other places in Russia going to Israel and creating the kibbutz system for the first time several decades before Israel became a country. But it was those same people that then returned to Russia to set up the Politburo. And it should make anybody suspicious that this atheistic communism that bans religion itself and converts churches into, you know, centers of the Soviet, right? Soviets is just the Russian word for kibbutz. It's councils, town councils, basically. And it's very suspicious that this atheistic political system would ban criticism of a religion. But they did. And there's not a lot of reasonable explanation for that. There is explanation, though. Thank you for the call, John. Let's go to Dave in Arizona now. You want to talk about how the civil culture war is becoming a civil war, I believe. But go ahead, Dave. You're on the air.
So, yeah, here in the United States, I recognized when they burned down Somaliopolis on May 25th that we were in a full-blown culture war, and I anticipated it would turn into a civil war. But I have challenges with that because I don't think it's going to be two Americans fighting each other. I mean, we're in a full-fledged illegal invader melee now. Unfortunately, you know, in UK, it's gone full bore. And the reason that they're cracking down so hard on the natural born UK residents is because they need to go minority report before Bugs Life happens. While the white people are still cowering in their house, they can control them if they come out. And that guy that talked with the face paint, I would be shocked that he's not the first public lynching. Right. Once the authorities get a hold of him, they'll want to send a message right away. The 6'4" guy can't stand with a flag and defend his people. So it's, you know, and the old Lenin quote, there are decades in which nothing happens, there are weeks in which decades happen, is true. So I used to think we were a decade behind the UK, but I think it'll be in our doorsteps here in the next week or month, because we've got 30 million illegal invaders. And as that gentleman pointed out, the people that cross our southern border are not fleeing oppression. They'd bring their wives and their mothers and their cousins and their nieces and their nephews. They're illegal invaders that come alone because they're gearing up for the battle of war, right?
100%.
The other thing I wanted to mention.
That was a point I made last week about the Brits and people calling this a civil war. It's like, no, this is a native population fighting off an invasion from outside. It's not a civil war in any sense of the term, except that the rulers of that country are on the side of the invaders. Which, I mean, that's the only civil aspect to this, is that people who claim to be speaking for and running Britain are, in fact, the ones facilitating and arming and allowing the activities of the foreign invaders. So, yeah, it's not going to be British people fighting British
people. Yeah, my label would be, respectfully, it's an inverse revolutionary war. In Antifa and BLM and the foreign invaders or the foot soldiers for the military-industrial complex, you know, the establishment class is what I call them. All the people in power of all the industries, Facebook, media, all those people, they love to tamp down on we the people and take our rights away, because then they can confiscate our money. It's money laundering 101 with all the tax burdens. And that's what's going on in the UK. The other thing, I think it's really an inverse revolutionary war, and they're afraid of when we turn the screws and we turn it around on them, because they know there's more of us, and at least in the United States, we have way more guns than they do, than the two million military members. I also wanted to mention, you mentioned at the beginning of the broadcast, because I've signed up to the DNC site, so I got a ticket to go to the Harris Waltz event here in Glendale on Friday. And people on our side do such a disservice when they peddle misinformation. I think they intentionally lack discernment because they just want to feed a narrative. There were 11,000 people in there. I walked the entire site. They were all real. It was pathetic. I mean, it's a place that holds 19,000. There's about 2 million people live in Phoenix proper, 5 million that live in Phoenix metro. So to get 11,000 people is not a big deal. But people were, you know, posting all over social media. I'm not on Twix. They won't let me back on. But on Getter, I looked at stuff. And they were like, you had to verify an ID, and that goes against what they say for voting. I didn't verify an ID. My email address has nothing to do with my name. There's no picture on my email. So these people just keep spinning disinformation, and it really does our side a huge disservice. So keep shining the light of truth on that stuff, sir.
Well, thank you. And yeah, again, I just want to tell the truth here. And, you know, it would be very easy to like run with fake conspiracy stories, you know, showing the reflection of the plane and saying, see, this whole, you know, audience is fake. But like, it's not true. So I'm not going to do that. Like, it's not really that complicated. I'm just going to tell you the truth and what I see. And it looks like Kamala Harris is getting big crowds. Now, that doesn't mean she's popular by any means, but it does mean she gets big crowds. And you can draw whatever conclusions you want from there. Let me ask, did it seem like the people that were there? So you got a free ticket because you signed up on this email list. So, I mean, that alone is kind of like, you know, it's different than Trump coming to town and you got to, you know, make your way there and hope you can get a spot because, you know, it's impossible to get in. So they're inviting people through this DNC list. The people that were there, did you interact with anybody? What was the attitude like, and were they there because they actually loves Kamala, or were they Kamala? It's like Somalia. Like what was the attitude of the people there? Were they pumped up for Kamala? Were they just there because they wanted to do something? I mean, what was the attitude and the purpose of people being there?
The people I sat next to, a couple of retired military. So we spoke specifically about Waltz and the stolen valor. And they said the best thing that he could do would be to resign and not run as vice president. But they were complete ideologues, sir. So
really?
they just hate Trump more than they like anybody else.
Of course. I'm not surprised in the slightest. Thank you so much for that call, Dave. Very informative. We'll be right back.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America, Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold-pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full-spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD like Rebel Zen has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Please listen closely, because this is life-changing critical information. The globalists are bombarding us with toxic chemicals hitting us in the air, the water, the food, the 5G, the poison shots, the shedding, the GMO, all of it. But God's given us compounds through nature that do incredible things in our body. And one of the most important, if not the most important, is vitamin B12. We've got the best organic vitamin B12, Ultra 12, a bestseller, finally back in stock after close to a year being sold out. You take it under the tongue for better absorption, and it's 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Get your Ultra 12 and other great products and for 40% off. Some products are even more, and it keeps the show on the air. That is a 360 win. The only way you lose is not taking action. I thank you all for your support, being part of this fight. Now go to InfoWarsStore.com right now.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
We'll go to John in Ohio on line 9. Go ahead, John. You are on the air talking about an influx of migrants resettled in your area. Well, lucky you, John. You're being enriched, I hear.
I mean, like, some of these people, they're good people, honest people trying to work. But then there's, you know, just like with every group of people that just don't want to do anything. But they're like a huge group of Uzbeks that have settled in Cincinnati area over the past year. All they do is Uber, and they sit around and just, like, go to these different stores all day long, just sit in the lobby, complain, cause issues at the restaurants. And it's just, like, crazy because I'm like, how do these people even have IDs to get on Uber to be able to handle people's food for them? And it's just hard for me to understand. Like, that most immigrants are doing Uber. Like, 50% of their jobs are Uber. So,
yeah, you wouldn't think delivering food to people that actually work would be enough to sustain an entire population. But that's what your tax dollars are for. There's a phenomenon. It's called standing around. It's where you get migrants, you go to places, and they just spend all day, every day, sort of loitering. Or just standing around, just not doing anything. It's very bizarre. And it's unimaginable the number of people who just don't do anything all day. It is shocking. I mean, if you're listening to my voice, you probably work. And if not, there's probably some reason, like, I don't know, maybe you're disabled and, you know, you'd like to work but can't. But for people that, like, work every day and have families and have activities that they do and, you know, all this sort of stuff, it's hard for us to even imagine a life where your calendar is just empty every single day from now until forever. But that's how these – and, you know, I notice it within – it's not just a migrant thing, right? It's like a – it's a welfare thing. It's a thing you can do if you're on welfare, is you could just you actually are incentivized not to do anything all day. And so, you know, I notice it when I watch, like, you know, crime documentaries, that sort of thing. You watch interrogation videos. I mentioned this before, but, you know, they ask, they're like, okay, so walk us through your day. You know, what did you do last Tuesday? And it's like, I don't know. I woke up around noon. I went to this gas station. My buddy over here was doing something, so I went over there. And it's like, okay, what'd you do Wednesday? Okay, I woke up around 11 that day, and I walked to this area, and I got lunch here. And it's just like all day, every day, really every single day of your life is just whatever. You just wandering around, just seeing what you can get up to. I mean, it is wild. Yeah,
it's just wild. Crazy because, like, yesterday I was just at Wendy's, and this guy comes in. Spoke no English at all. He just throws his phone in the worker's face, says, give me, like, doesn't even say, give me this. He's pounding his phone in her face. And then, like, he's trying to tell him what drink to get. He gets the drink, instantly walks out the door, opens it, and just starts drinking out the person's cup. Mm. And they're like, "What? How do we even argue with this guy to say, like, I can't give you the food and stuff like this?" And I'm like, this is a mess.
It's all nuts. It's all just completely nuts. It really is. Thank you for the call, John. Let's go to Ms. Lou in Florida. So I hadn't heard of this. Ms. Lou, you're talking about GOP investigating foreign donations to the DNC. Go ahead, Ms. Lou, you're on the air.
Hey, Harrison, thanks for taking my call. Listen, real quick, I just want to give the DUH headline of the day from Just the News. That the GOP House has decided to investigate whether there are foreign influences monetarily in the Democrat coffers. they're gone for a month on vacation, and they're just now, less than 90 days out, wanting to investigate whether foreign money is coming into the Democrats. I'll tell you what, half these crowds that we're seeing from Miss Kamala are paid. Guaranteed.
You know, they're
guaranteed. There's paid incentive to get out, and it doesn't need IA when you give a bunch of people money to show up for a crowd. Or have, you know, Megan Thee Stallion. You know, I mean, it's just, well, anything. But here's and I want you to research this if you can. I know that Alex knows him. Trevor, and you probably do too. Trevor Loudon is an international researcher in global communism. And right now he just wrote a book about Camilla and her communist ties. Camilla, Kamala, I call her Kamila. Anyway, he just wrote a book about her ties to the communist factions, and he did a video, it's on X, about her ties to the CCP. Now, Walt is a whole other level. And there was a guy last night, I believe it was on Chase show, but who called in, who had been with Walt, and he was with him in China.
Yeah,
and I don't know if this guy was in the North.
I saw that. Chase put that out on
yeah.
On tell me the name of the guy you said again, Trevor somebody?
Trevor Loudon, L-O-U-D-O-N. He was in New Zealand as a reporter, and then now he has a website, trevorloudon.com. He also has an X page.
Okay. We'll try to get him on. Yeah. Thank you for that. No, you're exactly right about everything that you're saying. Could not be more right. I just want to get to a few more calls before we close out the show. Let's go to Mike in Michigan first. You want to talk about the stabbing of this mother and child in the UK. And yes, it has been confirmed that this was a mother and her child. Go ahead, Mike. You're on the air.
Hey, Harris, can I switch the topic?
Go ahead.
I wanted to bring up, you know, like 80% of Israel is owned by the Rothschilds.
Mm-hmm.
That's why, like, these people are, like, the anti-Semitism thing, people are disguised as Jews. These are Luciferians. You know, we're going from the British pound to the U.S. dollar. Next is going to be invisible money. Mm-hmm. That's how they have such large influence on our, on the U.S. politics and everything, is because these are all people in, you know, in the Luciferian religion that are, you know, if you believe in Christ and Christianity, then do you know about the Antichrist? And that's what they're pushing for. So I think this kind of stuff is inevitable. It's all, you know.
It's all a very long time coming. I was going to make a joke about that, just with everything going on in the UK. It's like, man, it's crazy to think that this all stems from, you know, Napoleon losing at Waterloo. And Nathaniel Rothschild buying up all the British economy. I mean, this stuff, you know, what we're seeing happen now is the culmination of things that started in process centuries ago, quite literally. But go ahead, Mike, final comments.
And it's reported, too, that they own 80% of the global currency, the $500 trillion. Did you read about that? That came out as like some type of, I think it was Forbes or something, about it.
They own everything. They own everything. Let's not be naive. They own absolutely everything. I mean, they own everything in terms of percentages, right? Like BlackRock and Vanguard owns the majority stake in just about every corporation you can name. You know, that's controlled by a very few elite families such as the Rothschilds. And they're not the only ones. There are others that you can look into. But it's not just that. It's like they own every castle in Europe, pretty much. I mean, they transmute their, you know, invisible nonsense imaginary money into owning castles and Riviera, you know, things on the French Riviera and wineries and corporations. Yeah, they own everything. So, you know, they have supplanted and eliminated the European nobility, replaced themselves, and they operate with the same level of impunity and an immunity from the laws of mortals. But they have absolutely no, you know, noble obligations that would come with an actual nobility or an actual royal family. They simply control and own and operate everything, but without any actual connection. You know, the idea behind royalty was like the king was going to do what was right for England, because the better England did, the better he did. So it was just pure, like, for his own, any sort of, like, self-aggrandizement meant that he was actually aggrandizing the entire country and it would be good for everybody. These people aren't tied to the country. They're tied to the monetary systems, which are international. So there's no obligation for them, no noblesse oblige. And we've talked about that quite a bit on this program, and this platform. But that's going to be it for us here on this Monday morning broadcast. We will see you again tomorrow morning. Stay tuned for the Alex Jones Show. It begins in about 90 seconds. And tune in tonight. We may be covering the Elon Musk, Donald Trump interview on X. I'll have to figure out exactly what we're going to do for that. But InfoWars will be live for the Trump return to Twitter tonight at 7 p.m. Stay here.
Nitric Boost. Turmeric 95. High quality CBD.
gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Bodies, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. Yeah. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combined with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.